Hello, this is Dr. Eugene. I'm going to start dictating an endoscopy report on the patient. Patricia Holt, date of birth 9/23/1961, date of procedure June 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Engel-Turdio. Referring physician is Dr. Lucknow Ramkishun. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma cold snare polypectomy. Hemoclip deployment times 1. Indication is abdominal pain, comma weight loss, comma cold guard positive, comma history of PUD. Description of procedure performed in the same period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy. Rural extends the patient breath and endoscopy suite, place in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care, while lubricated lymph sodio gastroscope is introduced into esophagus and advanced in the right vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex, use of pain of the cardiac air resection from the stomach before withdrawal scope. Patients then turn around in left lateral position, digital rectal exam was performed, a well-lubricated lymph sodio colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of Foltz. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and rectum. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period. Terminal IM was intubated in rally period. Boston Bob prep score is graded as a 1-2-1, comma port prep. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal and metastatic appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the body block. Next line, there was evidence of mild patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and through at H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum to D2 portion appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were taken to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the major papilla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, terminal M, comma last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston bowel prep score 4, comma 1-2-1, comma port prep. There was no evidence of any large mass seen. However, smaller and moderate-sized polyps could have been missed due to the port prep. Next line, there were 5 rectal sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 12 millimeters, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare, cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon, 12 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy, and a hemoclip was deployed over the defect with good hemostasis achieved. Next line. There were 2 transverse colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was approximately 10 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoid zone and retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line. There was no evidence of any large masses seen within the constraints of this port prep. Next line. And follow a biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy. Next available with 2-day preparation. Patient was discussed with patient in detail and recommended starting on Miralax daily. Given patient is on narcotics daily. Next line, given the significant weight loss, would recommend CT chest abdomen pelvis for further evaluation. Next line, follow up in the office as previously scheduled. Thank you.